Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and the Dark Knight Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP John Robinson. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J-Rob, the wise son. My brother. How you doing, bro?
What's happening, Vin? How you doing, bro? How's everything
with
you?
I'm great. Everything's awesome, bro. Got no complaints, man, you know?
Hey, having no complaints is a good look, man. Having no complaints is an absolutely fantastically good look. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man.
How
it's
you
time
doing?
For another. It's time. I'm doing great, man. It's just time for another edition of the Get Down, bro. How you doing?
Look, I'm ready for the episode. As Dr. Dre would say, I'm ready for the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said he's ready for the episode. He's ready, primed and ready. Whew.
Primed,
ladies and gentlemen,
and ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat tonight. I just hope y'all ready. I just hope they're ready, Dave.
I hope they're ready. I know you hope they're ready, but I hope they're ready.
Yeah,
like, ready.
Yeah. Ready. Like ready.
For real, ready. Like, for real, for
like,
real.
Like,
I
ready,
got
ready.
That for real, for real. For real. Ready,
I like
ready.
That. I like that. I like that. Hey, check this out. Check this out. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, dial in. 319-527-6300 and press 1. To get down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine. You need to get yours.
Yeah.
Trust
Y'all
me,
need to get
you
them.
Need to get yours. You need
Tell
to get them.
What. Tell you what, if you ain't got yours, how about hitting up the CEO of Raw Links himself? Matter of fact, he's also the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the illustrious author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Get you some links, baby. Get you some links.
Stop playing. Get you some links. Stop playing.
Or just hit our brother up and just say thank you for Epiphany Radio. All of that's good, too. I mean, hey, that's why we here, you know? Yo. I don't know about you, Jay, but listen. I don't know about you. But I think we're ready to unleash what tonight's show is about. Hold on. Let me give you some mood music, if that's all right, so you can go ahead and let them know what tonight's about. Go ahead, bro. Let them know.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, poets, tonight on the Get Down is your poetry, music that's inspired by the incomparable Stevie Wonder. And if your poetry is as beautiful as his, please press 1. Join in. Let's do the Get Down the right way.
Y'all heard what my brother said. It's Stevie Wonder inspired poetry tonight, y'all. This man has an amazing music catalog. As a matter of fact, the two songs lately, and this song, Ribbon in the Sky, was redone by a couple of, you know, R&B groups back in the 90s. But I promise you, tonight, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some good time. And y'all have to stay tuned to that event page, because there's going to be some tunes played on that event page by the Maestro himself, Dr. Dr. DSP. Oh, he got a new moniker, y'all. He got a new moniker, Dr. DSP. Baby. Take y'all side.
Let him know.
Shout out to Pharrell the Poet. Hey, man, listen. J-Rob.
Talk to me.
Which one of us going to break this show open? You're probably going to say me because you first last week.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And since you played lately, you got to go first.
Yeah. All right. My piece is simply titled Ribbon in the Sky. As the autumn leaves breeze through the air, the rustling of a love I deemed unfair. As if I do not deserve all this elegance, then I remembered at first glance how I enjoyed the sound of love and its presence, chasing me through the emotional maze with persistence. How I love the way your scent travels through the atmosphere, and I awakening trying to figure out how did I get here. Because here is a place I only yearn to be. Here is a place I've always dreamed it could be. Your words of affirmation creates this amazing affection. And I just want to be held captive by the wind so I can finally begin to understand why for so long this day and night I would pray that God would send you my way. And the elements residing on the earth would at last show me my true worth. Baby, this is not a coincidence, and so much more than some lucky chance, because blowing around in the air used to be something tied to your hair. Now, it is a symbol of something unbreakable that is our bond. Love. There's a red ribbon in the sky for our love. Poem.
So this is how we starting the show, huh? This is what we doing, huh?
Yeah, this is how we start.
This is what we doing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
this is what we doing.
Yeah.
This
is what
ladies
we're
and gentlemen, if you didn't, if you missed a line that caught your attention. He said, how did I get here? Because here's the place I only yearn to be here. It's a place I've always dreamt it could be. Your words of affirmation creates this amazing affection, and I just want to be held captive by the wind so I can finally begin to understand for so long this day and night I would pray that God would send you my way. Man, listen. There's a couple of lines in here that I got to tell you up front with no remorse. I'm stealing a couple of lines from here.
Hey, bro, it's just words, man. Have at it, bro. Have at it.
Yeah. I'm stealing a couple of lines from here, Playboy. I'm stealing a couple of lines because, you know, you got some lines in here, but that right there got my attention. I'm like, okay. I see you. Mm.
More than welcome, my brother. You're more than welcome. Hey, I do it to La Perla Negra all the time, man. She be having them lines, man, that make me just want to grab a few and start a whole new piece. So, hey. Yeah, yes, sir.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Mm. I'm not mad at you because I'll steal some stuff from her, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But my brother.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, step into the mic, and the get down spotlight is upon you. So, my brother, go ahead and get on down.
Mm. Pleasure. La, la. No, I messed that up. La 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 la. My Shelley Amore. So pretty are the blades of grass that give way to ease of a summer breeze. As beautiful as the chirps of mockingbirds at beginning of mating season, searching for a reason, just to be in love with love, because you are all that love has ever been, as this is what we begin. Ma chérie amour, the reason that there are no dark days, just good nights, disguised as spectacular evenings and events filled with unexplained revelry and chivalry, because you stopped by. Ma chérie amour, as distant clouds begin to make its way towards us, let the version of us be us, and what others want to read about an intimate thing that lets us be the love language leaders that make legends out of lovers. Ma chérie amour, I adore all that you are. You are the reason why moonlit nights and shooting stars reflect off Olympic pools, why romantic dreams come true, all because of you. All this and more from my favorite tasting fetish, my chérie amour, filled with fine line devotionals, delivered with dexterity of a devoted deity, all because you mean that much to me, and you are the best there will ever be for me. So just please continue to be all that I truly adore, forever mine. My baby will always be ma chérie amour. Poem.
Yo. Did y'all hear this? Did y'all hear this masterpiece? My man was like, la, la, la. Wait. No. I messed it up. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Yo, bro, hold on. First of all, exquisite ink, bro. Masterful writing. Hey, man, listen, you talk about stealing a line from me. Bro, I'm fitting to take this line from you. All this and more, my favorite tasting fetish. My chérie amour. Bro. Hey, man, who was you writing to, bro? Who you writing to?
Man.
Who you writing to, bro?
Man, all kind of exes be coming to your mind when you just be thinking about it hard enough. And then you look at the telephone and be like, nah, I ain't calling.
Right. I ain't picking up that phone. I ain't doing it.
Mm-mm.
But look, man, hey, man. Mm-mm. Stevie reached through the airways, man. He touched me on the show. He said, man, hit him with this one in honor for that piece. He said, see if he know about anything about this piece right here. So, hey, man, that was a beautiful piece, Jay. Bro.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
See, even Stevie thinks it was beautiful. He came with a whole nother song.
See?
Hey, man, y'all better feel this energy tonight. Yep. All right, Stevie. All right. With a dozen roses, make sure that she knows it. Hey, bro.
Oh.
Hey, man, I'm not lying to you, bro. I might have to ink that out tonight, man. I'm in a writing mood, man. I might have to ink that out tonight.
Hey, if you
got to
ink it, then ink it, Daddy.
Bro, your ink, bro, it felt good. It felt organic. It felt so natural, like Stevie wrote that himself and ready to sing a brand new song, like a Ma Chérie Amour remix, bro.
Man, listen, if he do,
Right.
The first one is mine.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Hey, man, listen. You know how we do. We could go at this all night, going back and forth, complimenting
True
each
indeed.
Other.
True indeed. True indeed. True indeed.
But I'm sure that there are others here who would love to pay homage through poetry to Mr. Stevie Wonder. Well, maybe they just want to come
Agreed.
In and just say, maybe they just want to come in and say, oh, J-Rob, the way you sang in that piece, you are truly the chocolate DSP. Oh, baby.
Listen. I got to tell you, somebody just hit me in the back channel and was like, is this your co-host? And I tapped in and was like, yeah, that's Van. She's like, I know his name. I know his name. I know who he is. I didn't know he – hold on. What she said? I didn't know he was that attractive. I was like, get the hell out of here. This is what light-skinned privileges are. She said, call it whatever you want. He fine.
Nah, bro. They close their eyes and they just listen to you. La 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 la. Bro, that's what they listening to, bro.
Hold up. I just got another one that said, "Is he single? And can you give him my number?" Girl, I'm not doing that. Stop hitting me on the channel, y'all. Talk to Van Metal yourself. V like Victory, A like Apple, N is Nancy, Meadow. Leave me alone. Stop.
Hey, man, listen. Let's get to these callers and see what we got going on in these
yes,
airways.
Please.
So,
yes, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first artist on the mic tonight is one half host of the Love Zone. The Erotic Love Zone, the host of Poetic Therapy, one-third host of the Soul Cafe, guest host of Parents on Iron Sharpens Irons. Well, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. Hey, J-Rob. Nice pieces, gentlemen. Very, very nice pieces.
Listen, when Van sent this to me, I was like, I can do this. I can do this. And that's
Thank
what
you.
Y'all got.
Yeah,
well,
when J-Rob he scribed that piece, he said, Van, you got to do it this way. Just trust me on this. Do it this way. I said, all right, Jay, I'm trusting you. I'm going to do it. And this is what you got. So my hat goes off to him, I mean, for always writing me these gem of pieces, my bro.
You guys make a great team, and I'm going to leave it at that. But I got to tell you, Stevie Wonder, that's the man. I don't think there's a song out there that he made that I don't like. I mean, man.
You know,
some of his songs helped me get through feelings in relationships.
I have to agree with you. I haven't heard a Stevie Wonder song that I did not like.
Yes. Okay. Now, there are certain ones that I listen to more than others, but that doesn't mean that I don't have a, you know, I love all his music. I really do. But there are particular ones, like the ones that you played and the ones that J-Rob was singing in his piece. Yes. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's that. Ooh.
I'm going to say, I just finished my piece. I'm sitting here like, how am I going to write to this? Well, the particular song I chose anyway, but how the hell am I going to write this? And I just said, you know what? I'll just tell a little bit more of my story and leave it at that.
You know, Van, if I know Danielle, I'm sorry,
yeah.
La Negra. If I know her,
right,
and the way she's always yelling for Jordan, I can tell you which TV song is her favorite. Especially that melody, like, thinking in my style, hope for whether you're behind.
That's one of them.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You on the way upstairs to get the belt?
You know, I go for more of the heartbreak pieces, but it's all right.
That's a couple of days. She on her way upstairs to get the belt band, and that's the only line she's singing. She's like, thinking it must have come from within your heart. And snapping the belt back and forth.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
And Jordan starts running, and he's like, sneaking out the back door.
Right.
You are crazy. Oh, my God. That's funny.
Hey, man. Hey, wise son. Hey, man, go ahead. Usher her to the mic so we can see what's going on.
Hey. Yeah. Come here, girl. Take me by the hand for a second. Let me talk to you for a second. Move in.
Okay.
Let me take you by the hand.
All right. Okay.
Now, this hit microphone.
Mm-hmm.
This hit microphone only wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay.
So pay me no mind. I'm going to slide out the way. And we would like for you to Stevie Wonder and get on down.
All right. Thank you. This one is called All in Love is Fair. I was asked once, why does a place where love is no longer found exist? And I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care that the bad memories won't fade. They always kept telling me a long time ago that all in love is fair. So I always kept that mindset, even though I knew it was a lie. Because how can it be when pretty little lies ain't really so pretty after all? Using them as reasonable bullshit excuses after promises and words are broken. How can it be when two people so seriously, so honestly vow to stay in love as one, but one is out becoming with another. And love is no longer bound to be. So the future is now an uncertain mystery anymore from what was certain to be. And you still tell yourself it's always been said, all in love is fair. Because the memories of being high on love are clinging. So toxicity had become a common comfort zone. How can it be when they believe that their cold rejection and isolating was excused as protection? All in love is fair, huh? Well, I loved him. But I was at war. Because he placed my happy on a battlefield, and I had no defense. That's that piece.
Sheesh.
I got to ask a question.
Yes.
Because I hear little Stevie Wonder in here, but then I hear little Pat Benatar, they love the battlefield.
No, you don't.
I like the mixture. I like the collab on that. I like the collab. A lot of folks don't know that Pat Benatar, but you know your boy dig that music. So when I hear it, I know it, and I know it because I hear it, and I love this piece.
Thank you.
So just between me and you, because Van went to the bathroom, just between me and you, what inspired this piece?
What inspired this piece, I had to pull memories, not pleasant,
say
but
less.
It's made for
no,
a piece.
No,
can I
say
something? Can I
ain't
say
trying
something,
to pull no
please?
Bad memories, baby. You can say whatever
can
you want with that pretty voice. Go ahead, girl.
It wasn't Pat Benatar. It was actually from a Michael McDonald song, I Can Let Go Now. That's you heard.
Mm. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
My bad. My bad. My bad. My bad.
So Pat okay. is my girl now. Don't get it twisted. I love me some Pat Benatar.
I'm just saying, when I heard Love is a Battlefield, I went to Pat automatically. My bad. My bad.
Yeah, that was
Hey Van, what do you think?
Oh man, I love this piece, man. I'm all about those heartbreak pieces, man. I'm also about the bounce back from the heartbreak pieces, and this was a dynamite piece. So I know it comes from a place of you dig into those that memory catalog, stuff that's filed away, and you just be like, you know what, I got to go ahead and write this. So I understand, and it's a beautiful write indeed. So thank you for being transparent with your Stevie Wonder inspired piece. Appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And may I say, what a dynamite show you had last night. Ooh, you
and
son. When I tell you Queen Simmons came through there, my God. Lord,
guess who else
is that right?
Guess
ooh.
Who else came through?
Who else came through?
I had an all to myself. Mother Dragon, twice.
That's right. Hey, J-Rod. Sorry you missed out. I was there for all of that goodness.
Ooh.
Yo.
Lord.
Okay.
I ain't going to talk about what you're saying because this ain't that kind of show.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, you can tell me what you say.
You're gonna have to catch the playback. You have to catch the replay on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Cast Play, YouTube, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm just saying, plenty of ways you can catch that replay, my brother.
Yeah.
Now
you won't
Before I send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, would you please let everyone know what you got going on?
I sure will. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry, some healthy conversation, and just chill with some tunes from my playlist. Ooh, okay, so alternating Monday nights with King and Queen's Quarters. I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. And y'all come on by because we got a second half of the show, and it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. And you will tap into your creative side that you didn't even know you had. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Miss VIP. Y'all know how we do. We play around with the topic, tease you a little bit until we get it together. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. And
yo, that is nice. Like, come get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone.
Wait a minute. I want to finish.
I'm sorry.
Every alternating Friday night, I am a guest host on Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Anonymity. And that's pretty much open mic, but And come on in there and see what you can produce. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right, all right. Get on over to the Get Down dance floor and remember, take your socks off.
Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah.
Woo! That, y'all, was the pearl of Negra with that dope piece. Let's keep. I say we keep it going, Jay. What say you? I say we keep it going. We keep it going, right?
I say we keep it going.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone, the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, Ms. VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hi, J Rob. How are you?
Hey, you. How you doing?
See, that's how y'all got to talk to her. That's how y'all got to talk to her. She y'all hear that voice? She want to talk about this little sinus thing she got going, but I don't hear it.
I do. Oh, my God. I'm miserable.
I don't hear it. I'm not hearing it, but if you say you got
it,
okay. So, Ms. VIP, tonight, it's about Stevie Wonder.
My favorite singer of all time.
You ready to get out there on that mic in the spotlight and get on down?
I'm ready.
Jay, move out the way. Move. Don't get sucked in. Move out the way. Move out the way.
He always pushing. Always pushing me.
Ms. VIP, go ahead and get on.
He was introduced to me at an early age. I thought he was prolific, masterfully composing songs in the key of life, talking about how through nature we're created, and heaven help us all, because love's in need of love today. We need to stop the killings and remember your mama who says, my love is with you wherever you are. Put down the guns. He also wrote about breakups, how Tuesday heartbreak seemed to be a drag, and how a man blames it on the sun, on everything. Then finally, his heart blames it on himself. It's amazing how he pushed for the song Happy Birthday to aid in Martin Luther King Day being a holiday. It took a lot of conversation piece, but it came to pass. He's my favorite singer. He has a song for everything. So with each beat of my heart, I hope we can work it out. And when we can be at peace in this world, you will know who made it come to fruition. And if you don't believe Black Lives Matter, you don't think you ride on the shoulders of your ancestors, if you don't vote, you haven't done nothing. And that's that peace.
Wait. Jay. She talked about this in a piece, y'all. She talked about this in a piece, y'all. Okay, then. Nah, but in all seriousness, Jay, go ahead, man. You go first.
I'm just very, very, very much into what you just did. Because it tells a lot of people two words. Pay attention. Not because I'm telling you something, because I'm saying something. Pay attention. I love this.
Thank you. I appreciate
for it. For its heartfelt simplicity, I truly love it. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
You know, you said something. You said something in this in the opening of this piece that was very nostalgic for me. You said you were introduced to him at an early age. And to just think where you are now, the depth and the span of his music and how you immortalized that in your piece when you talked about the music.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that he has a song for everything.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
The nostalgia for me was, as I remember listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder songs when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
My mama, my pop, man, wasn't no daggone rap music. Wasn't none of that old hippity bebop. It was soul music. And Stevie was on that list along with so many other greats. But this piece was beautiful and well written. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, let everybody know what you got going on here in Epiphany.
Well, as aforementioned, my lovely diva and I are in the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we don't have a topic yet, but you know it's going to be hot. It's going to be great. So y'all come on through and come play with us.
Ooh. That might be our topic right there. Come play with us. Come play with us. Ooh. Ooh. I can think of a few things that we can play.
I know we can play
hide and seek.
Goodness.
We can play seven
cups.
We can play red light, green light.
We can play.
That can be the
No, man.
What's up, bro?
The new game for couples is Red Rover, Red Rover.
Ooh.
When you're on one or both knees, you're like Red Rover, bring that right over.
Right over. Mm-hmm.
Or you can play adult red light, green light. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
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 Ooh. Mm. All right, Jay. We had to go to the dash floor because her and La Perla Negra got to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they got to have a conversation. But get on over to the Get Down dance floor and stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. And hey, go ahead and dance right out. He's got some Stevie Wonder playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one mind. Poof, ladies and gentlemen, that is. Is VIP. Check her out this coming Wednesday. Whew, Erotic Love Zone. If you missed last night, oh my God. I was too young to be listening to that show. Too young, Jay. I was too young. Too young, bro. Mm-mm. Just too young.
I know that's right. I'm sorry I missed it.
Yeah, just too young. But I'm going to tell y'all, this next artist about to hit the mic, man, is definitely one of my favorites, without question. And he's on some new stuff with the Honey Drippers. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good, my brother?
Hey, what's good, family? Can you hear me okay?
What's good, Joe? Yes, we can, sir.
Hey, Robert, wow, son. Hey, brother, how you doing, man?
Salute, King. I'm doing very, very well, man. And thank you for the birthday wish 2 weeks ago, man.
Much appreciated. Oh, man, I can't think of a better person to wish happiness to. Brother Jay Robinson, my son.
Yes, sir.
There you
brother
go.
Brother Poetic, Bad Metals, man. Hey, bro.
What's going on, bro?
You're doing some things, brother.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that I keep things moving for everybody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I dig that sinister laugh, J. Rob. I know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you.
I know what you're talking about, bro. Yeah.
Hey, man. Listen. If it's keeping things moving, bro, I mean, something's got to move now. I ain't say what was moving. I said something's got to move. But this ain't the Honey Drippers.
Yeah.
Just remember when you came to the brothers.
Yeah, he's moving in the key of life for sure, man. I heard.
Oh, come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
ain't nobody wondering about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
My man, I appreciate that. Hey, listen, man. You the one out here moving and shaking these days, man. You, whoo, man. Lou Draws, my brother.
Yeah, man. You know how it is. You'll never find. Yeah.
Give it to him.
That's what we're doing.
Oh man, it's so good to hear you, bro. Wise son, you want to usher my brother to the mic?
With absolute pressure from one brother to another. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
My good brother. Tonight, man, tonight we're doing poetry inspired by the Stevie Wonder. I ain't even going to dive into any further than that, man. Just those two words says what the poetry is about, Stevie Wonder. So, brother, listen, let me get out of your way. And would you please get that poetry in the key of Stevie Wonder and get on deck?
Well, all right. Overzealous complications of self-doubt, and I tried to rationalize my behavior. Some folk collect sentimental things. I collect snippets of memories. Do I need to feel the same as you? Do I need to validate my happiness with snapshots of places that won't notice me there? 'Tis a funny world we dwell in. As we dwell in our dwellings, have I reduced the act of living by accounts through my spelling and fervent attempts to be a carbon copy? Onerous plans like a kamikaze, whose individuality do I keep? I write in my sleep why I must leave the coattails that are caught up the same as me. With a wicked web we weave, our own tapestries are sewn into our capes, our personal escapes into I'm so glad it's not me. Self-doubts and bouts in a fight you can never win unless you take a dive, surrounded by those yes men who validate the lie you're living. Whose individuality do you keep? In peace for evil wins, and evil wins through legal ends, and legally ends your reality till you reach that higher ground. I'm trying to finish this piece and stay who I am, and who am I but a safe of pent-up emotions on the verge of a 6x9 existence, resisting our truth. Comparing me with you and vice versa, you haven't done nothing but prey on the weak-minded, the very ones you plan to leave behind, yet you beg for dollars you know they don't have. You blame the fraud on your rivalries when you know there's no disparities and the news just replay the same thing. You haven't done nothing. You keep on lying until you reach the higher ground, and the higher ground is on the devil's level. Once you lie your way in, isn't she lovely as blind justice sees you again? And she'll seize you again. It is very superstitious that the writings on the Constitution shall keep you 3/5 and blowing in the wind. Boom.
Man, 25 years ago, this brother had a metaphor, and it says, hanging like a pound that can't come down, trying to get into your brain, but your brain is spellbound. That's this piece.
Yeah, that's this piece.
Hanging like a pound that can't come down.
I'm going to tell you, man, I know this is a Stevie-inspired piece, man, but as I'm listening to it, man, all I'm hearing playing in the background, very softly, very, very lightly, is Marvin Gaye's "What's Going On." Bro, when I tell you this is a fire piece, man. This Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man. See why you one of my favorites, man? Because you come through, man, and you do stuff like this. And you have everybody sitting here with their mouth open like, did he just, yeah, he just did that. Phenomenal, bro.
I appreciate that, brother. Poetic. Appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. Wise son.
This is so damn dope. I love the execution of this, and I dig the wordplay. And again, it reminds me of that line, hanging like a pound, or hanging like a roller coaster that won't come down. Get you all the way up to that top, and you're like, poem. The audience is on the edge, like, I want some more. Nah,
I'm going to cut it off right here.
You know, like the point is at the microphone, take a deep breath, and goes, poem.
Right.
And walks off stage. They like,
walk
yo.
Off stage.
Where you at, man? Why you leave?
Yeah, you get to ponder the possibilities of what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Man.
You're the bad boy.
Indeed. Now.
Hey.
Go ahead, bro.
Now, I was going to say, man, make sure y'all get out of the boat, man, because, you know, Armageddon is right around the corner. If them motherfuckers get back in there, man, we are doomed. That's all I'm saying about that.
Say less.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt. Now,
totally
Joe,
agree.
I know you had a feature this morning. I was at work, man. I was trying to then, but
the work, man, it just kept calling me.
But my brother, let everybody know if you got something else going on, man, go ahead, man, share it with the world, man, because you're doing your thing right now.
It might be something in December. It's pending, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah, this is another feature, possibly another feature in December sometime, so I'll be doing that and, you know. Trying to get back in the scene. I've been, dealing with some stuff right now, so I haven't been on much. But, it's coming together so soon.
Okay. All right, bro.
Nice.
Can't wait, man. Make sure you let all of us know, man, when it's on and popping, and we will be there. But now, the Get Down Dance Floor is awaiting your arrival to go ahead, man, and tell the DJ when you get out there, just tell the DJ what Stevie Cut you want to hear, bro.
Oh, I want to hear You Haven't Done Nothing. I dig that show. It's got a groove to it, man. I just love the beat to that thing, man. That rocks, man.
All right.
If you really want to hear our views.
What's that song? What's that song? What's that song again?
Got you.
Yeah.
Got it.
What was you going to say, Joe the Rebel?
Got it.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm blessed with a grandson, man, so he'd be here in April sometime. So, yeah,
hey, tell him April the 2nd is a great day. Tell him to hang in there just April the 2nd, then he could just pop right on up, man. That's a great day.
Hey, that would be great, man.
Absolutely.
Born on the same day as the infamous Van Meadows, hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I just had a new niece, and I just had a newborn nephew. October was a beautiful month, and man, oh man, listen, congratulations, my brother Joe. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling. Finally a grandpa.
Absolutely. I love it, man. Congratulations.
That's
again.
What I'm talking about.
Now, my brother. One love, one mic, and boogie on over to the Get Down Dance Floor.
One love, one mic, and Black Russian for the house.
There it is.
There it is.
He giving everybody Black Russian. Ladies and gentlemen, That is our good brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, giving away Black Russians on the house. Make sure y'all get over there and, you know, get you a sip. But we're going to keep the party going. Why? Oh, man, it just gets better and better and better. Whew. Next up on the mic,
who we got?
Hey, man, we got the musically gifted one, my good brother, your good brother, C-double-34 Music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good, bro?
I just want to know, how did you pull me away from Poetry Night at the Cracker Barrel to get me here?
If I may.
Go ahead.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Because I know you like music, there was something that came across my timeline that reminded me of you. And I hope you remember that joint from some time back when they said, the All-Stars need no music. The All-Stars need no music. The All-Stars need no music because all we need is parking. And the King of the Beat started playing. And that's you, the King of the Beat. And that's where this comes through. We are the funky All-Stars. And that's you.
Okay, because I'm kind of wondering, is this where we're going with the singing and stuff? I'm just wondering. I mean, we already had the two sexy ladies that I'm trying to stay faithful. And then we have the pimp teaching all of us lessons and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, right. Where in the world do I fit in on this one?
You definitely fit, bro. You definitely fit. Without question.
You and the family, you definitely fit.
Hey, without
question. I appreciate it. Man, Stevie Wonder. How many songs can I even name off the top of my dome? How many people that he's influenced from? Many, the Denise, the Uncle Charlie, Aaron Hall, Rahsaan Patterson, Stokely from Mint Condition, even Robert Sylvester. Y'all know. I'm like, dang. Dang. And all I could think about is, man, I am overjoyed to be here.
Well, we're overjoyed to have you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Well, since we're all here, we cannot wait to see what you got for this tonight. So, my brother,
I got a feeling you know exactly what I did.
Hey, man, I like to be surprised, though, man. I try not to think about it. So, we getting out of the way, C Double, and we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. This piece is called "We Can't Lose, God on Our Side." Dear God, I thank you for that girl you placed in my life. You see, through all those reggae women and golden ladies that put me too high upon their rockets only to drop me down to this cold world, I started becoming superstitious seeing the writing on the wall. They're pretending to be superwomen. But where were they when I needed them like right now? All I needed, as I was just living for the city, especially with all I do. I mean, really do I do? It's these three words, you and I. But those female dogs thought I was Rick James lately. Some had jungle fever, but you will know by placing me on higher ground. All in love is fair and love's a crazy game. That's why I told them, go home to their husbands. I wished, as I listened to George Duke's song, Feel, being served to my eardrums, that you would tell me something good, and you did. See, I don't require ribbons in the sky because you provided me at my fingertips her praise for you. Excuse me, but but I can't help it. So for those in the back realizing, isn't she lovely, my Sharia Moore, if you agree, clap your hands just a little bit louder, because we can't lose with God on our side. We are in this world, not of it, and I don't have to be a part-time lover. Thank you, Father, but that's what friends are for.
Do 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 do.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Poem.
Yes, sir.
Why, son?
Yes, sir. Lissa, my man, I love this. Excellent, excellent scribe, sir. Excellent scribe. And the entendres that describe Stevie Wonder's music in song and poet format, very well done. Very, very well done, sir. I love this.
Thank you. Thank you very much, J-Rob.
Hey, wow, bro. You know, as I was listening to this, I was picking up all the songs, and I was excited. And it's crazy at how you never truly know an artist until you start going through your mind and hearing all of the songs that you know, and you beautifully place them throughout your piece. Cold World, living just enough for the city I'm living, bro. And then when you hit Jungle Fever, bro, my mind started writing a whole nother piece. Bro, this right here, man, this right here is a phenomenal piece of poetry, a true dedication to the legend Stevie Wonder. Amen. I salute you. My hat's off to you, bro. I knew you would murder this. You would body it. Stagehand, please. I need a new mic because this one's busted. Thanks. Appreciate you. Kudos, my brother. Kudos.
Hey, thanks. I mean, growing up on Stevie, I mean, remembering all these songs, it shaped me. Let's just say it. It shaped me to who
as
I
it did
am
all
today.
Of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get into I'm not going to get into the Stevie speech because I don't want Eddie Murphy to tell me to get the hell up out of it.
You want to impress Jesus? I'm blindfolded, motherfucker.
I'm going to go listen to that tonight. Dang it.
Oh, man.
I just feel yeah, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. Well, listen, bro. Get on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Tell the DJ what you want to hear in the key of Stevie.
I
want to
hear that, girl. I want to hear that, girl.
There it is. There it is.
There it is.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. Radio.
Tiffany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. Tonight is to get down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude, Mr. DSP, J-Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number, if you're listening online, was 319-527-6300, and please press 1. If you're already here and you haven't pressed 1, come on. Go ahead and press 1. And let's continue poetry in the key of Stevie Wonder. I mean, listen, the first hour was off the chain, Jay. That first hour was off the chain.
Indeed.
And hour number two, wait, dang it. I got to do better. Dang it.
What did you do?
I got to do better. I ushered C-Double 34 music to the mic just a moment ago, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I got to do better. Dang it. Ladies and gentlemen,
what
next up on the mic.
Wait a minute.
It's all right. It's all
what
right.
No. What did you do, man? Right.
I, you know what I did. You know Mother of Dragons is next. And you know you're about to usher her to the mic. You know you're about to isolate me. You know you're about to cut me off. You know you're about to shut me out. And I'm really not appreciating it. I'm just letting you know right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mother of Dragons. Hey, Mother of Dragons.
Hello.
Hey, Auntie.
Hello, J-Wise. I'm Van Metal.
How you doing?
As they say in the Bronx on hot summer night, hey girl, how you doing? Oh well, how you doing? That's you?
I cannot.
I see you. I see you. I they call you Mother Dragons, huh? I see you, Ma. I see you. Hey, listen, my man over there, don't mind my man. The old light-skinned cat over there, don't mind. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? Bro, let me talk to you for a second, baby. Come here for a second. Let me holler at you. Ain't nobody know you as this good, but I mean, what the fuck? Like, what's
I'm
your
still
name
here.
Is?
Wondering, I'm still here.
Oh.
I'm still here.
Mother Dragon, hello.
Yes. How
and welcome. Welcome to the Get Down.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful place to be this evening.
Yeah.
But tonight we are doing poetry in the key of Stevie.
Yes.
So I'm already knowing and assuming that you already have a piece of poetry penned and primed for this particular predicament.
I do.
So, hold on for a second. Why are you so close, man? Move.
I'm moving, bro. I'm moving. I already know how you're about to get. I already know how you're about to be. I'm moving.
Just saying. Hey, baby, don't mind my man. That's my dude. I mean, we both got the same taste in ladies, so don't mind my man for a minute. Going over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to talk to you for a second. Check this out. I'm only going to stand maybe like 8 or 9 inches away from you. wink. And, why don't you step up to that mic slowly? Put them pretty lips close to that mic. And, baby, I need you to get on down.
All right. Then I'm taking from Stevie Wonder. As I fell on my knees, I tasted the universe. And as I prayed affirmations over you in another language, your greatness is what is displayed, and that I will always have faith in our love. We are no more passerbys in life at this moment. It's you and me, and you're the man of my dreams. You came into my reality so loving. And as our love has become pure, and as I begin to be safe and secure in your arms, and as T'Challa reigns over Wakanda, that I will always have faith in our love. Always. The roads, as the roads of tomorrow are constantly changing, and your convergence and the convergence of our love is ever growing. And yesterday's were pretty bleak. And as you know for sure, as long as our love is secure, that I will always have faith in our black love. And as I look upon the lavender sky speckled with gray, and as the lioness will always protect her cubs, and as the sun shines and it may produce rain, we will evolve into the kings and queens of old. And serenity comes in a smile, in that safe place I become secure with you, and that I will always have faith in our love. Child, always. Loyal to the end, life will always be secure. Love and healing every scar, always. And as our love will always be sacred, like an ancient tree, it will be watered always. That's that piece.
Take my hand. Take my hand. Let me walk you over here. Van.
Yes, Jira.
Van. This is Mother Dragon. Mother Dragon. Van Meadow. Go ahead, Van. What you think?
Hi, Van. Hi.
Hey, Mother Dragons. How you doing?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? You doing okay? You doing all right?
I'm doing.
I'm still upset he had to grab you by the hand and bring you over to me for me to tell you how much I adore this piece. But I love that you put that. I got it. It's okay. I loved everything that you did with this piece. There were so many different references in it, and you managed to blend them all together to make this whole new Stevie Wonder verse. And I really enjoyed this piece. I love that closing line, too. I love that closing line. Simply beautiful.
Thank you.
Why, son?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me hold your hand and walk around you in circles
really?
As I tell you that I was really.
Really?
Can I talk to him?
Go ahead.
Why can't I talk?
Go right ahead. Because you're greedy. Go right ahead. Go ahead, greedy.
There's enough. Settle down.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes. There is, baby. Listen, I really enjoyed this piece. And just like my co-host, that last line was definitely it for me. But I thoroughly enjoyed this entire piece from beginning to end. So, as a fan of your work, I say thank you.
Thank you.
As a casual fan of your work, Van says he appreciates it. But I really like it.
Perfect.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I always, like always, y'all make my time fun. So much fun.
We're glad. We're so glad that you're here. We're so glad you're having fun. Because now you got to go to the dance floor and make sure you save us a dance.
Salsa, merengue. Yes. Yeah.
Did you see the Spanish piece that I put on Facebook, baby?
Did you see
the Spanish joint?
Yeah.
Just to let you know, babe, salsa is black, mumba is black, merengue is black, guabaco is black.
We
got some black things to do in another language.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, save me a dance. One love, one mic, Mother of Dragons.
One love, one mic, fellas.
Yeah, say that in Spanish, baby. Say that in Spanish. Uno amor, uno me quiere.
I can't with you. Thank you, Mother of Dragons. I can't with this guy. This guy here. Ladies and gentlemen, but he is, after all, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP now. I should expect no less. But we're going to keep the party going. Next up on the mic, we have our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Hey, Lady A.
Hey, Gloria.
Hey.
I'm doing good. How about you? I'm excited about tonight.
Excellent.
Do you
want to
know why?
Please.
Why? Share.
Well, I'm going to surprise you in my poem, and then you'll see why. But we can talk about it after if you want. But yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Go ahead. You love Stevie.
Wonder.
Oh, shucks now. All right. Well, listen. The anticipation is eating me up right now because I really want to hear this piece. So, J-Rob, come on. Get out of the way. Lady A, go ahead and get on down.
This is called Sounds in My Life. Simplicity, honesty, love, and harmony spilled genius from Detroit, his hometown, and Sir Paul from Liverpool created ebony and ivory and provided unity for all. Ebony and ivory, living in perfect harmony. Yes, side by side on Stevie's piano keyboard. Together, music erased all barriers and promised hope. When I first saw little Stevie Wonder, his brilliance stole my heart. Bandstand, and there he was, so young and a gift for the world. Stevie Wonder, boy wonder, genius like no other. Speaking love and messages for us to dance to. And more than that, he always shared his soul for a better world. Each note he sang pulled us in. The keys played, lifted us. In Montreal, February 18, 1972, the Forum, Stevie Wonder. Seats close to the stage for 3 hours, we rocked. Stood on our chairs and sang along with every song. Dawn just swept through the form and I didn't need any. I was high on Stevie Wonder, R&B King. Heaven created this musical prodigy for the world to feel. Oscar and Grammys and Martin Luther King and Mandela. We are the world. And Stevie had his hand on the pulse of the world. He made a difference. He brought forth peace. He was the heartbeat of R&B. He was our gift. Stevie was blind, but he could see better and more than most. I have loved him since I first saw him when I was 12 years old. We are, indeed, the world. And peace.
Woo! Beneath. And ivory. Oh, man, listen. That's the first time that I've heard mention of that song tonight. See why, son? Oh, man. As far as the concert, that's an amazing, amazing time to have had. I wasn't born yet, but
it was so
an amazing time.
Fantastic. I can't even tell you. Did you guys ever see him in person?
I have not.
You haven't lived.
He was magic. And you know what happened after? It was 3 hours on the of his concert, And the place was going nuts the whole time. It was so fantastic. And at the very end, Cat Stevens got on the stage and they jammed for another hour. It was
wow. So
freaking good.
Man.
It was like the best concert I'd ever been to in my life.
Wow.
He's amazing. I've loved him all my life and all his music and his spirituality and his whole being. I just think he's a fantastic. I'm so glad you had this tonight.
It's J-Rob's fault. Why, son, what you got for her peace?
When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. But there ain't no superstition in the way in this one. This piece itself is absolutely awesome.
Indeed.
Love this piece.
Indeed. Without question.
He was an experience. He was, it's like right now, even so many years ago, right now I'm sitting here, I can see it, I can feel it, I can feel the vibrations. He was captivating. They had to take him off the stage. He wanted to stay all night. That's what it was. It was just a big giant party. Oh man, it was so good.
Sounds like
yeah.
It. Okay, so Lady A. We did not know that you were a Stevie connoisseur. I'm not even gonna call you a Stevie fan. I'm gonna call you a Stevie connoisseur.
Stevie connoisseur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true. It's so true.
Wow. That's
I've always
amazing.
Loved them. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, we thank you for participating. We thank you for coming into Poetry in the Key of Stevie Wonder, man. We salute
thank
you
and
your peace and of everything that you just said. Just, you know, man, that's an amazing piece. I really enjoyed it.
Let me put it in the
you better.
Room.
You
okay.
better. You already know.
I'm doing it.
Yes and please.
Okay, it's going in there right now.
All right. Now we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so you can show them what the Canadians know about Stevie and how you move.
Oh, yes. Superstition.
All right now.
Thank you.
Thank you. One
Thank
love,
you.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A, our favorite Canadian, coming through with that piece. My word. Bro, you hear that? You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
I did.
All right. We're going to keep this party going, bro. Another one of my favorite poets, my brother, man, a man that I am proud to call my friend as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Wolf Hour's own Divine Demon is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great,
Peace,
man.
King,
how you
how
doing?
How you breaking out, brother?
Man, I can't complain.
Why complain? Ain't nobody listening. You see what they did to Kyrie Irving.
What did you say about Kyrie?
I said, why complain? Ain't nobody listening. You saw what they did to Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. Pray for the young brother, man. I ain't going to talk about that.
Day long, all day and every day.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So how y'all doing? Doing
all right, man. Doing all right.
I ain't complaining about nothing. I get to sit next to this dude for a couple of hours and you know, pretend to be bad at poetry. Meanwhile, he makes anyone sitting next to him greater.
Wait, did you say pretend to be bad at poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, I guess you got to pretend because you're so awesome. And then you got to pretend that you write a bad piece.
I'm humble because, you know, Van writes some tremendous stuff. And I'm like, I don't deserve to be in the same league with this pen. I'm just humbled that I got a pencil with an eraser that I can scribble stuff out and write what he wrote.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, you, Divine Demon, you hear this? You hear this, right?
You
hear this, right? Hey, Malik, I'm gonna move away from the phone, bro, because I don't want no lightning to strike me, man. I just don't. You know, I like living. Lord, I'm not. It's J Rock. Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, you're him, right? So that's 95 octane.
Yeah, man.
I ain't do nothing.
J-Rob, I think you enjoy this more than you enjoy food for some reason.
Yep. I'm the innocent one. I don't be doing nothing. I don't be bothering nobody. I be just try to write some stuff that kind of makes sense, and then Van scribbles it out and says, say this. And then I do what he says.
I got you, man. You got to do what you got to do.
Wow. I'm trying to live.
Wow. Well, son, will you usher our brother to the mic?
Extreme pleasure. Listen. Double D. Fact of the matter is, tonight we are doing poetry in the key of Stevie Wonder. And we would love for you to step up to the mic. Please go on ahead and get on down.
All right. I wish I could make her feel as good on the inside as her insides feel when she reads my work. I wish I could spit nonstop drops as strong as my nonstop drops that never stop. I wish I could use my tongue and take trips to cause her mind to flip the way my pen drips. I wish I could make a difference, not an inference for an instant, not be distant like a dissed man. I wish my diction was not fiction, but was invincible like an individual, syllables and louder symbols. I wish I could make them smile as I put fire while keeping my synonyms and syntax and style. I wish I could pen the hardest poem ever, make it more cunning and clever. Would our ties ever be severed? I wish I could place you on cloud nine. Would all of our doubts be mine as I perfectly designed, as our auras aligned? I wish I could create stars in the sky, remove every tear from her eye. Not by luck, but because I tried. I wish I could play the keys like Stephen Morris. Wish I could see the trees before I got lost in a forest. I wish I could pin a melody because I'm a melody and let my soul write the chorus. I wish. Divine Dean.
Yo. Hey, man.
He
is my friend, and I'm glad he's my friend.
This is your friend.
Absolutely, without question.
When he does stuff this spectacular, I don't even know who he is anymore.
Bruh. Bro, first of all, hey, man, I am a firm believer, man. I always grew up knowing that you can do whatever you want as long as you put your mind to it. So, bro, if you want to play the keys, go ahead and play the keys. I mean, because Stevie can't see. That's debatable.
Right.
No, that's debatable. Stevie can't see.
I know,
he's
right?
Playing them keys just fine. You know, because yeah. I watched a clip. They asked Shaquille O'Neal about whether or not Stevie Wonder could see. Shaquille O'Neal said him and Stevie lived in the same building at one point. Stevie was on elevator. Shaquille was on elevator. Stevie gets in the elevator. Said, "What's up, Shaq?" Shaq was like, "How did he know I was even in there? I was just standing there all quiet." The only way he would know I was in there is if he could see. But, man, listen, man, you go ahead and you play them keys, man. I mean, you know, it took Stevie years and years to play them keys that good. And in his prime right now, he's still playing them good, bro. So, yeah, man, if you want to play them keys, make a way, man. Do it. And this piece was fire, bro. This piece is fire, without question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Why, son?
Listen, my man came in with the whole You already know where this was going. You already knew this was about to. Not even about to. Let's say like my southern family says it. You know this was finna be some good stuff. You know he was finna bring the pain. You know he was finna do some extraordinary work with that pen and pad, and brother, you definitely brought the noise. This is awesome.
I appreciate it. What's funny? I like that song. I used to hear that when I was like probably 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and I never knew all the words. I just learned the words today, real talk. I never knew the name of it. I just found out today. And there's another one he wrote called Living for the City. It actually was a New Jersey City soundtrack. I know he wrote that song either. Today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So today, like a history lesson for me because of y'all. So I appreciate that. Y'all took me to school. The research helped me out.
And just because you mentioned it, brother, it's in. It is absolutely in the event page.
Yeah, man, the musical influence and the work of Stevie that's been redone over the years, is just amazing. Sometimes you just never know who has inspired what. And when you hear a Stevie song redone lately, Ribbon in the Sky, Intro did Ribbon in the Sky, Jodeci did lately. And if I'm not mistaken, the New Jack City joint had LaVert in it, right? LaVert and some other people.
I recall that.
Yeah. I think it had Queen Latifah. Oh,
yeah.
Man, listen. Yeah. You taking me back, bro. You taking me back. Because New Jack City was my movie. The soundtrack was lit. Bruh.
Right.
Oh, man. For y'all that don't know, black movies back in the day had the bomb soundtrack. There we go. There we go. All right, wise son.
Now the question is, who is?
I apologize, fellas, that I had a relative hit me up, so I had to like disconnect for a hot second.
Okay.
My bad. But Devon Demon, once again, let me tell you something, brother. One, I'm a fan of your work. Two,
thank you.
I think you're an awesome, awesome, awesome poet. Three, you need to stop playing. And four. I'm taking some of them lines, and I intend to steal from you and Van and create something. I'm good. I'm good now. Because all the stuff that Van writes for me don't sound like the stuff that y'all be doing. But y'all are something else, man.
This guy here. The Divine Demon, my brother, we appreciate you, man. Without question, fire piece. But now you got to get over there to the Get Down dance floor, man, and let the DJ know what Stevie cut that you'd like to hear tonight, man, so he can get it in. If it ain't already been played, he said, hey, look, he said, we'll spin the block and run it back. We'll run it back. So.
All right. Because it's you. Because it's you. But I wish is in the event page.
All right. I appreciate that.
I wish is in the event page.
I'm going to get on out there and pop what I got.
There you go, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the dance floor, one love, one mic, my brother, Divine Demon.
Y'all stay cool.
You too, bro.
You stay cool, man.
Bro, he came through here like that. That's your man.
That's your friend. Your man. That's your friend doing that. That's your man.
Absolutely.
Doing that.
Absolutely. Without question, bro. Without question. Well, listen, we're going to go from a divine demon to another one of our good friends, our BMF brother, Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
Salutations, my brothers.
Good to hear you, bro.
What's
good
happening,
to hear you, bro.
Jay?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? Hey, y'all got it. I'm chilling, man. Just came to get out of some words. You know, somebody said Stevie, and I was like, let me play around with this a little bit. See what I come up with.
My man.
So,
hey, man, well, look, we want to hear.
Hey, let's unpack it, man.
Something incredible.
Yeah, man, we're about to find out, man. This is actually fresh ink, so we're gonna see what this does.
Uh-oh, Van. No, you usher him in. You usher him in, dog. You usher him in. I'm sitting on the sidelines. I need to see this.
I got it.
I'm gonna move out of the way. Do you think?
My brother, you and this fresh ink, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. Overjoyed. Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two. Though you never knew the reason that the past seasons pales to comparison of the present now. Oversight, my hands, I'm on hands and knees, and I turned over every stone just to find. See, I had to find what I searched for, and now that I found it, I realized that you were never lost, you were merely undiscovered. I've come much too far for me to find the love that I thought that could never be mine, but you know what? The devil is a lie. See, there's power overseeing our prayers, overseeing our minds, our thoughts, interceding when pain tries to intervene and infiltrate the love that was ordained in the Alpha and written in stone. See, it was kissed by heaven on its way to finding forever stretching path Omega. See, I can't just love you for a lifetime. See, I must choose to love you, to either love you to infinity or to love you through eternity. But best believe, loving you is a given. So I hold fast to dreams, for dreams never die. I only fall asleep just to dream. You are my sweetest dream. From a falling star I wish came true. So please don't wake me from my dream. The Sandman has come from too far away just for me to say come back some other day. See, although you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams came true the moment I looked at you. And maybe, too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved, over me. That's my piece.
Yo.
Van, you go first. I'm gonna tell him off. I'm gonna tell him off.
All right. First of all, great song choice. I'm telling you right now, great song choice. Another song that I forgot about. And the way that you use the lines in between your piece. Hey, bro, your pen is wicked, bro. Hey, man. I dug this, man. I really dug this. And then when you closed, then maybe you too can be overjoyed. Bruh. Wise son. Wise son.
Van, if you don't mind, for the next 5 seconds, I'm not friends with Jay. So excuse me. Excuse me while I give him the sign key for the next 5 seconds.
Hey, Van, what's his favorite line?
I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing.
Nailed it.
Nailed it completely. Yo.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic piece. Absolutely fantastic piece. Come on.
Man.
Bro, I can keep giving you compliments on this, man, but slow down. This is a really, really dope piece for some fresh ink. I wasn't expecting this. This right here, yeah. Nailed it, bro.
Hey, man.
Straight killed it.
I appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. I didn't know what was going to come out of it, man, and it just, hey, man. Like I tell y'all all the time, man. Hey, man, we write with the same pen, man. You know, so when I sit
yes,
down
sir.
And write, man, I sit down, man, knowing that you brothers either gonna hear it or you gonna read it. So you know,
one of the other
always. What's up?
You know, either one is gonna happen.
Well, yeah. So. Hey, man, when I write, man, I try to make my brothers proud, you know. You know what, though? Next time when I do this, since you writing all in Spanish and shit, next time I'm going to...
Get them.
Y'all stop it.
Next time I'm going to do my piece over a transmission slipping in the background.
You hear this, man? You hear this? Why are you friends with him, man?
And I'm gonna do it over the intercom at the McDonald's drive-thru.
No.
Wow.
Man, you silly. Man, you silly.
Stevie Wonder in the key of life. Over.
His brother writing in Spanish, man. I'm like, I really? That's what we doing? But you know what? He told me. He warned me a couple of days before he dropped it. He said, man, I'm going to do this joint in Spanish. And, you know, I'm like, all right, you know. But, man, I really, honestly, man, damn, I wasn't expecting that. That piece floored me, man. I was like, okay. I'm learning Portuguese right now. It's about to be on.
If people read the piece accurately, I did Spanish and I dipped my toe in the French.
You did.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? He tried to be. Hey, you know what? See, what's Citizen Entertainer say? White people think they gonna go to Mars and leave us here. He think he just gonna leave this mug and we ain't gonna just come back. But we got something for you.
Oh, bro. Yeah, we got something.
You ain't gonna leave us here while you all around Jupiter or something.
My
like
brothers
that.
Are not doing no collabo with me out the loop. No, sir.
You ain't gonna just be hanging around Jupiter and think we gonna be still sitting out here in America. It ain't happening.
I'm always sending the rocket ship back to get my boys. I left to make sure it was safe for y'all.
Right. All three of us can't
right. You hear that?
Let me
hey, man, you hear that, Van? See? Now you're trying to tell us. See, rocket ships don't even come with rear view mirrors.
Nope.
Wow.
They don't need to
wow.
see where they're coming back.
Wow.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's talking about he coming back to get us. They don't even come with rearview mirrors. See, you don't even see us. You so far gone. You're up there dipping your toe in French. You know, I'm still trying to get
Van
past the Ebonics. I'm southern.
Huh?
Van
what'd you say?
I'm southern too.
What happened?
Van speaks French, bruh. Quite accurate and not even quite. He speaks French. That's his second language.
Oh, that's what y'all doing. All right, you know, we'll say, look, I'm from the South, man.
Jay, and Van's not on some Patti LaBelle, all I say is soir, 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 soir. He on some Marvin Gaye, and it beats the
Monsieur.
Bar.
Monsieur.
Yeah, you see? That's him.
Oui.
That's him.
Monsieur,
okay.
Oui.
I'm a guy that's in the back and like, yeah, baby, French
oui,
fries, baby.
Yes.
Hey, see, man, I feel you. I ain't even mad at y'all. You know, I'm from the South, man. So you know, I'm deeply rooted, man. You know, so like I tell folks, man, if I sound like my cotton picking ancestors, man, that's just because I'm deeply rooted. Don't even worry about it.
My man. Well, look here, bro. We'll work it out.
For sure. We always got something. We always got something in the pot, man. No matter what we doing, man. Our work together, man. It's like a gumbo pot, man. We just throwing everything in there, and then when we ready to serve it, we'll serve it.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is, man.
Yo,
and, hey, man.
If y'all do a collaboration without me, I'm gonna find where you're at, and I'm gonna glue your shoes to the floor.
Well, do you write in Cantonese? Because we writing in Cantonese this time.
My bad. All
right, man.
Well,
hey,
I like it, brother.
We're
going to get you
an
over to the dance floor, man. Tell the DJ what song you want to hear so we can get it on. I mean, it sounds like you might want to hear Over Joy. So, one
hey,
love,
man,
one mic.
Put that ballad on, man. Let me slow it down. I know everybody was kicking it, man, but I'm writing for the ladies, man. Let me slow it down and talk to them.
There you go.
Well, go into the event page and see what kind of surprises await you, big bro.
You got it.
For sure. Definitely, man. Hey, brothers, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, big bro.
My man said, hey, rocket ships ain't got no rear views.
You hear that? Who talks like that?
Oh, man. Whew. We're going to keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic, we got our good brother. Brother O is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
How you doing, man? How you feeling?
Doing good, brother. How you doing,
my man?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear from you today, bro. Absolutely great to hear from you, man.
Thank you.
Brother O, you've been listening to the show and what we've been doing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, with tonight, Ben and I would love everybody to speak poetry to life in the key of Stevie Wonder. So because I'm such a fan of yours, I ain't even going to have a conversation till you finish, brother. I just want you to step up to the mic, do what you do, and go ahead and get on down.
Called Living from Paycheck to Paycheck in these United States of America. My dear brothers and sisters, the majority of Americans are one major sickness, one major disaster, one major financial crisis or collapse, or one major catastrophe from experiencing poverty or homelessness in these United States of America. As Stevie Wonder would say, living just enough for the city. It's a damn shame that in the wealthiest and prosperous country in the world, the majority of Americans are living from paycheck to paycheck, trying to stay afloat financially to avoid going to the local food pantry and turned away from the temptation of obtaining money illegally. We all living just enough for the city, y'all. The damn saying that even though wages were increased up to $30 an hour, the cost of living all of a sudden skyrocketed, therefore causing inflation, essentially canceling the gains and increases we experience. We living just enough for the city in 2022. These companies and corporations know exactly how to plot and scheme where to recoup the losses they suffered during the COVID-19 pandemic. They purposely and intentionally increase prices on those of us who are living from paycheck to paycheck in these United States of America. The majority of us, brothers and sisters, we live in just enough for the city. It's a damn shame that the majority of Americans have to choose between paying their rent or mortgage and the card notes, living just enough for the city. It's a damn shame that companies and corporations are making record profits while the majority of Americans are inching one step closer to poverty. We live in just enough for the city, y'all. It's a damn shame the majority of Americans are unable to afford their monthly expenses, having to choose between paying their utilities and credit card debts, having to choose between buying groceries or paying for their prescriptions, having to choose whether to host Thanksgiving dinner or going out to eat for Thanksgiving, having to choose whether to keep their cable and their Netflix subscriptions or having to pay for child care, and having to choose between buying necessities or satisfying their wants. We live in just enough for the city. It's a damn shame that the majority of Americans have to pay exorbitant prices for their basic expenses, spend nearly 50% of their paychecks for gas, rent, groceries, mortgages, cable bills, prescriptions, and daycare. And you ain't got a damn thing left after paying all your bills. Now, ain't that about a bitch? We live in just enough for the city, y'all. My dear brothers and sisters, ain't no joke being broke, because this is all about survival of the fittest in these United States of America. We still living for the city, y'all, in the 21st century. Is he going to live a lifestyle of poverty or live a lifestyle of abundance and prosperity in these United States of America? Because even now, brothers and sisters, as the great Stevie Wonder once said, we all living just enough for the city. That's at peace.
Wow. You know what's crazy, man, is I felt this piece. You know, you started talking about choices, having to choose between paying for medication, paying a light bill, putting food on your table, but still, we still living just enough for the city. I thoroughly appreciated this piece, brother. I really did. Thank you for being transparent, and thank you for delivering a message that we needed to hear. Appreciate you for this. Wise son.
Thanks.
Brother, I completely agree with my co-host. This was absolute a message that I'm hoping a lot more brothers and sisters get to hear in the playback or what have you. This is a message of this is a necessity in our community. And I thank you for delivering that to us. You know, thank you so very much. I really do appreciate this. I dig the material. But I dig this piece.
Yes. Thanks. I appreciate it.
So thank you.
I would appreciate
you.
Thank you
for
this. Well,
all right, brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can show why you living just enough for the city. One love, one mic, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Yeah, I'm gonna actually do it on Facebook. I'm gonna incorporate the beat to Living for the City, the instrumental to
my
it.
My man. Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear it, brother.
Yeah, I haven't done this poem yet, so I'm gonna do it on Facebook Live in the future. Probably this weekend.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
All right, Brother O. One love, one mic, man. Can't wait. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That is our good brother, Brother O. Fire peace. H.A. Rob. Actually, let me do this before we get to the next poet. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, you have 2 minutes and 30-some seconds to dial into 319-527-6300. Before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show. Now, next up on the mic, ooh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got DSR Zone, our good brother, Rebel P. Jones. What's up, Rebel P?
What's happening, man?
Good to hear you, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm all right, man. I think tonight's my comeback. I've free-written 2 poems now, waiting in queue. So before you guys, I was on the speakeasy, and I wrote a poem to her beginning of the show prompts that she gives her listeners for the following week. But I'm not committed to calling every week. My life is crazy. So
right.
I wrote all the
right.
prompts in the queue. Well, I also found out you guys were doing Stevie Wonder, so fresh ink from the queue is what I'm providing you tonight.
Come on now. Y'all stop telling me this ain't the Get Down. Stop it.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes. Ooh. Hey, man.
I've been writing this in the span of the last 20 minutes.
I already know what's coming. Come on, man. Give it to him.
Rebel P, go ahead and get on down, bro.
I titled this piece, I Am Yours, Nothing More. Lately, I've been feeling very superstitious when my eyes been falsely ajar. Wind blows through my open window. Within the cool breeze of the night, a song plays in my ear. But also off into the distance, truly I'm blind as my bleeding fingertips pound piano keys. For background music of life and all her emotion sings music only my ears can comprehend. Isn't she beautiful? This life we live, only my soul truly understands. The music in the darkness mine own soul feels. When the pen bleeds and the blood speaks directly through my writing hand and the vocal cords of me. You see, it's a special relationship between this spirit and the ink, and frequently they speak in sync, inviting me to something really sing, let alone letting it leak from me to the loose leaf. I wander and wander the high grounds looking for answers to where my sight has truly gone now. And then I see this prison of a world in need of love today. Don't you worry about a thing, says this voice within me, perhaps a memory of yesterday me speaking something I need to hear. A question maybe, do I do what I always have? With an internal answer back, follow your faith and stay true to your heart, and silence followed with nothing more. P.S. You there living for the city in a pastime paradise. Reach farther and deeper, brothers and sisters, and touch beyond next door. But humanity across the world and see what drives me or more. Signed, sealed, delivered to the world. This is me, and I am yours. And that's that peace.
Wise son.
When I heard this from him, there's a scene in John Wick that says, Everybody keeps asking me, am I back?
I you know, that's one of my favorite parts.
That's Rebel P right now. Just now. Yeah. I'm back.
I think I'm back. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm back.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Absolutely. Love, love, love this piece, bro. Incredible.
You know, this is not the first time I've done this type of thing on your show, waiting to be on the mic. It's a great feeling to actually do this. Just on the spot writing is just, there's a euphoria about it. You know what I mean?
Anything that gets us an opportunity to be blessed with your talent, far be it from me or Van to argue with anybody.
You're so crazy, J-Rob.
I just tell the truth the way the truth sounds when it's supposed to be said, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys, man.
What say you, Van Meadow?
Amen.
Thank you for waking up this morning.
Oh, yes, thank you for waking up today, my friend.
My man. Yo, but Rebel P, man, listen. Only you can do a piece the way you do a piece. There is a uniqueness about you that cannot be duplicated. It cannot be copied. You have one of those unique gifts where the moment that you touch a piece, that it you make it so theatrical, so heartfelt, so emotional, so powerful. And, bro, I love that about you as a person, as an artist, and your ink.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And for you to write this in 20 minutes, I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to write a piece for you, and I want you to spit it. I just got to hear how you would do it.
I've only done that, I think, for Clarence and a couple other people. You know, I've done it for C Double a few times. I'm willing to do it, Van. I dig your writing style, and I think it would be a great challenge for me to do something that you have written. You know what I'm saying? That'd be a great honor, actually. I would appreciate it.
I'm gonna write something for us.
I've done a J-Rod piece too, I believe.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Right on this show. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it would be a great honor to do one for you, too, Van. I would be most honored.
I'm going to do that this week. I'm going to finish this weekend, man, and I'm going to have that piece for you, man. I'm honored that you would be willing to do it, bro. So I appreciate you.
Oh, the honor's all mine, my friend. Like I said before, you guys are ink guys to me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm humble. Thank
you,
bro.
You to us, too, bro. Real talk.
Very much so.
Oh, I strive to be like you guys when I grow up. So.
My man.
To
man,
have
we gonna
such
get
profound
you
pants,
hey, listen.
Man. To have such profound pants. Is just, man, that's a dream come true.
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. I can't wait. But, bro, what y'all got going on DSR, man? Let everybody know what y'all
got
going on.
You know, I'm taking I know Gina's doing the All-Star shows right now. I've taken the time to leave to get out of that spot I was in, you know.
I got you. Okay. Well, whenever you come back, man, just let us know, man. Hey, it definitely sounds like you're back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start writing every day again. I think I'm going to start writing every day again.
As you should.
I love it.
In my J-Rob the Wise Son voice, as you should. As you should.
Yes.
All right, guys. One love, one mic.
All right,
man.
Bro. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, DSR is on. Rebel P. Jones coming through, blazing the mic. Congratulations. If you're still hearing my voice, we are now into overtime. You made it. You've lasted. Whew. And if they was listening online and they didn't dial in when I told them to dial in, hell, they simply just got cut off. I mean, it ain't our fault. I told them. Next up on the mic, I believe we have Kimber Love. Ooh, welcome to the Get Down. Welcome back. How you doing?
Hello. This is Wallace. Reed, the elder from Small Poetry on Clubhouse.
What's up, brother? What's up, brother? Forgive me. Y'all had the same number, but hey, bro. It's
that
good to hear you, man.
Yeah, that 86 up threw you off.
It definitely threw me off.
Wallace, what's happening with you?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Yo, listen, I've been busy, man. I'm coaching youth football. My Thursday's been tied up, man. But I was like, I got to slide through today. I got to slide through. And then I heard the theme. I was like, oh, I got to write something real quick. So I wrote this waiting.
Appreciate you.
So me and Brother Oro, me and Brother Oro the same song.
The kids come first, bro. The get down is the get down, but the kids always come first, bro. So if you're doing this with the children, man, be the best damn coach out there for them young brothers, man.
Yes, sir.
Salute to you and your community service to those kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fun, man. Which age group you coaching, brother?
I got 12 U, man. We 9-0. We got our conference championship game this Sunday. Yeah, man. We trying to get it in, man. We trying to make it to Florida, bro. We trying to make it to Florida.
Hey, man.
Come on now.
Y'all can do it. They got a coach like you. You got them to 9-0, baby. Y'all can do this. You got this.
Most definitely. We grind it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
And my man said he got some fresh ink for us, Jay. He got some fresh ink for us, Jay.
Yeah, man. I do. So it was good, one. It was good, too, to hear Rebel, because I was talking to him earlier in the room on Clubhouse. I'm glad he jumped on here, and I heard him spit today. So that's some good stuff, man. Yeah, that's one of them brothers that, you know, you got to love, man. I love the community, man. So I thank y'all for the space. Let me go ahead and get this done and get out your way.
Hey, go on down, brother.
Living just enough for the city. Whoa, living just enough. We are locked in survival mode, carrying on the heavy load of the financial woes of today. We only work and toil to make it to the next day. Our hopes and dreams spoiled, left out unattended, futures upended. We often forget to plan for our latter days, trapped in the race of today. We as a people fail to maintain hope, just stuck in a cycle of sleep, work, and home, focused on the moment and only looking to survive. This life has so much to offer all, despite the view of our current conditions, but you can't tap in if you're not living. We must break free and live, learn to taste and see of the vibrancy of life, or remain stuck. Living just enough for the city, only then just enough. And the elder has spoken.
Bruh. Bruh.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Yo, I was trying to hold it in.
Oof.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Wise Son. Go ahead, bro.
Wallace, please forgive me, brother, but I got to bar that line at the end of my Afrocentric piece. I got to bar that line after one of my Afrocentric pieces. The ancestors have spoken.
Yes, sir.
The
yes,
piece
sir.
Is hot. But when you bring the ancestors up in the piece, you just take it somewhere else, man.
Wow.
Salute. What you saying, man?
Hey, man, you know what I really dug about this piece, man, was your delivery of the piece, right? You slowed down the song a little bit. You slowed it down. And then when you got to the actual wordplay of the piece, brother, you did that, man. You sped up the piece. Bro, it was just so wickedly done. And I was like, bro, he's really doing that thing, man. Like, yo, He's killing it. I was back here like a fan, like, oh, you know how you know how we do. Oh my God, no, he didn't just say that. Oh yes, he did. But yo, but man, this was an amazing piece, bro. I really dug this piece,
I
man.
Yes. It. Yeah, I remember the opening of New Jack City, right? That's why I
bro,
slowed it
yes,
down
sir.
Like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I just passed you that piece.
It was Troop and LeVert that
yep.
did that. Troop
yep.
and LeVert.
And that's what was in my head when I was thinking of the song.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing, bro. Hey, bro, your pen is wicked, bro. I'm glad you stopped by here and pressed one, bro. Absolutely. Because everybody needed to hear you too, man, because you dynamic as well. So I appreciate you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the space.
Let them know. No, thank you
thank
for
you.
Visiting this space.
Yes, sir.
Because like Van and I tell people all the time, if cats like you don't show up, bruh, it's just me and him having a conversation about poetry. But when y'all come through, this is the blessing.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the blessing. So thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, my brother, we're going to get you over to the dance floor. Hopefully you got a few moments to go ahead and sing that tune again. Let them get their slow drag on. One love, one mic, my brother. Ladies
one love,
gentlemen.
One mic.
Whew. Brother Wallace Reed, man, coming through. Man.
That's a bad dude. And salute to him for what he's doing with those kids. And that 9-0 record.
Absolutely. That's it. Awesome. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to welcome Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, baby, what's up? Hey,
what's
Chocolate
happening?
Thunder, what's
How you
happening?
Feeling?
I'm good.
I'm gonna let Van finish. I'm letting Van finish. Hello, say hello before I say anything. Continue.
I'm good, Jay. I'm good.
Hey, Miss Lips, what's going on?
Nada, what's up with you?
Nah, I'm just looking at you and trying to figure out how come peace ain't all over Earth, because you are a peace.
Oh. Ooh, I like that.
Come
I'm
on, girl.
Just
all,
why...
I know what poets do.
Really? Really? This
what?
What
I ain't do nothing.
This
I ain't do nothing. I ain't do nothing.
That goddamn DSP. That goddamn on DSP.
I said hello.
See?
I said hello.
I knew you were privileged with the ramifications of the rigmarole and all the other ramifications. I knew it.
Van told me, if you keep this up, there's going to be some complications and repercussions.
You know what? Anton has spoken. Go ahead, Jay. Usher Miss Lips to the mic, please.
Miss Lisa, I'm only going to call you Lips when we're not on this kind of line, because people might stop minding their business. Miss Lisa, Van and I would love the honor of having you bless the microphone with your talent. Would you please do me a favor? And Van, because you know I can't do this without him, would you please get on down?
This piece is based on Stevie Wonder's Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. Yester Me fell deeply into a pool of sensual pleasures that I almost drowned in. And yester you encouraged me to swim in your acrid waters, eyes open and burning as I swallowed your aqua blue lies. You wanted me to believe in your fairy tale, but the truth at the bottom was a frightened little creature hiding behind the bolstered facade of a man, seeking to control the things in me that you could never live up to. So in yesterday, I fell in love with a shadow, images of strength that smelled of pheromones and disappointment disguised as musky cologne, intoxicating and dark and filled with desires designed to distract me from the fact that the water level markers were measured in inches and not feet, and the placid surface hid the drowning sharks waiting to destroy me before I could reach the wall. In the beginning, it was sweet, sensual sensation, urging me to believe in the false safeties you had in store. But soon, you recognized the true depth of me and understood that you could never navigate all I held. So you dove into your narcissus, took pleasure in using my ocean to wash away your own selfish shortcomings, contentedly constructing constantly contradicting utterances to keep me confused, making me seek ways to find favor when you never intended my happiness, only your own self-centered gain to further your agenda of poly play with singular souls, all believing in the single lie of fidelity. You needed to be the center of all things, and you foolishly decided that I was the weakest link, missing the fact that I was a solar cell, and once I stepped into the sun, you lost your appeal, and I walked out of yesterday, never to return. I'm lit, and you've just been serviced.
Mm. Ooh.
Miss Lips. Mm. Miss Lips, Miss Lips, Miss Lips. This was a great piece. This was really good. Really good. Deal with it. I love your angle. This, what a way to round out the night with a Miss Lips Stevie Wonder inspired piece. And yes, we've just been serviced. Wise son.
Service with a smile. Mm. I love this piece.
Thank you.
And I love what I love most in Van. Did you pick up on the fact that she gave this a different cadence?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Very subtly, this is a different cadence of what I'm used to hearing from you. I'm digging this, and I love the, I love where you took it. So thank you for this piece.
Thank you. Yeah, this piece was written about a bad breakup, and he had said to me that if I posted anything about us, that he would end our relationship because he wanted to appear single publicly so he could do what he wanted, and I was supposed to be okay with that.
Yeah, some guys tell lies and try to get you to believe that that's the truth, but it's all a disguise.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he was aiming for, but he didn't realize that I was not the one for it.
You a G, that's why, damn it.
Yeah, I stepped away from that before it became an issue for real. Set myself free.
Van Metals, what do you think?
Hey, man, as I said, man, this is a great piece, you know? You know, that bad breakup, you know, it's amazing how a bad breakup can really, really, really give you some of the most powerful ink that you've ever written.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, use it. I mean, it happens to you for a reason. So go ahead and use it however way you see fit, you know, especially when you write in your pieces. And, like someone said earlier in the show, Stevie's got a song for every single thing that could ever possibly happen in life. And his music catalog is just, it's impeccable. So, yeah, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The encouragement that you guys give me fuels me being able to experiment and try other things, because J-Rob always pushes me to push my pen a little further and stop hiding in the stuff that's easy to write.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's true.
Absolutely.
You guys have made me better.
No.
And you know what?
No.
And you know what?
You was,
go ahead. You get ready to tell. You ready to say probably say the same thing. Go ahead.
You was already better. This was just a vehicle to exploit how much better you can actually be. And not for us. For you.
Definitely.
Me and Van already knew what your pen was like.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Respectfully speaking.
Thank you.
Indeed. Indeed. But I will add to that to say, you've made us better. And that's something that the listening audience, the poets, y'all need to understand. That every time we do these shows, y'all make us better. Because y'all give us the topics for our next shows. And then we have to come up with the pieces for those topics ourselves. So we thank y'all. I mean, I'm speaking for Jay as well. I don't believe I'm speaking ill-advised. Is that correct, Wise Son?
Not at all. Not at all.
So, Miss Lips, thank you.
Absolutely told the truth.
It's already a crowd out on the dance floor, so I'm going to go and see if I can get my little boogie on.
There it is.
Just
there
do a two-step, baby. When the show is over, if you feel something bumping up against you, that's just my hand saying hello.
Okay, you got that one. I'll let you have that one.
You are so good
to us.
All right,
Ms. Lips.
All right, guys. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Ms. Lips with that piece. Man, oh man. What a show we had here tonight, bro. What a show. Let me
this
give y'all
absolutely awesome. Give me the lineup, brother. Give me the lineup.
Let me give y'all the lineup. Join us Epiphany Radio tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, Hurricane, and Trisha Stansberry. Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perro a la Negra. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. And then Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, Mojave will be bringing one of his shows, quite possibly Honey Dripper. And then Wednesday night, y'all, will be the Erotic Love Zone with VIP and La Perro La Negra. And then we'll be right back here, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly for another edition of The Get Down on next Thursday. So, hey,
whew,
Epiphany's got what you need. Wise Son, last words, start with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I want to thank y'all for coming through. What we try to do with poetry is not unique, but it's unique because it's the Get Down. It's the Epiphany Radio universe. It's you. You all make this show special. Van, I could talk for hours. We talk for hours off the show. We talk. We're brothers. This is what we do. But without y'all, this wouldn't be anything. So from the bottom of my heart and the deepest part of the ink in my pen, thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. And in the words of Big Brother Wallace, the ancestors are listening. Van Meadows.
Appreciate you, good brother. First and foremost, let me say, give it back to my brother, J-Rob, the Wise Son, who does an awesome job hosting this show. And just bearing his all when it comes to these types of show and his pieces and his ink. But more importantly, I love you, bro. Thank you for, you know, riding shotgun with me, man, for these, you know, two plus hours as we put on the show, The Get Down, here on Epiphany Radio. Couldn't do it without you, bro. I appreciate you. Next to the poets, the listeners, the callers, man, there would be no Epiphany Radio without you. Jay already said during the show that we would just literally be sitting here talking to each other if we didn't have you. So it's an honor to be able to hear you, to talk with you, and more importantly, let you ink out what you need to ink out. So, with that being said, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night for Renaissance Poetry. As they say, bring your best, not what's best to them, what's best to you. Of course, the dialing number is always 319-527-6300, and press 1. And you can always catch the show playbacks, always. So with that, we say one love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.